Go to the phone lines. John Price of Sports Information Traders joins us. Good morning, John. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited because, you know, we had such a great year last year and the last couple of years here on the station in Arkansas. And, you know, so much of the landscape in the wagering industry has changed in just the last 7 or 8 months. Mm-hmm. You know, not long ago, the PAPSA Act, otherwise known as the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, they were repealed back in May by the Supreme Court, which basically took the blanket off the country in terms of allowing wagering from one state to another. Now states are deciding whether they want it, which I'll tell you, the door's opening up. We've already got 3 or 4 states that are taking wagers, New Jersey being one of them. And I think a year from now, another 15 states, yep, maybe even up to 20, will legalize gambling. I think within the year, you'll be able to walk into an NBA arena and place a wager from the mezzanine level, because the NBA very much wants to be a part of this and make this happen. And so, as you can imagine, guys, when we get calls during the summer, it's usually from people who are already wagering, looking for some direction. This summer, we were inundated with calls of people who just want to know how to get going and how to get started, because now, you know, wagering is looked at as we've been saying for years, another income opportunity. And at Sports Information Traders, it's no different. You know, for those of you who have heard me before, you know who I am. If not, listen, you know, go to Forbes. I have a weekly column there. You can go to our website, sportsinformationtraders.com. And our season starts today with 100 college and NFL games, 866-441-2711, 866-441-2711. Go to sportsinformationtraders.com right now. For everyone who calls in today from Arkansas only, well, maybe you're outside the area listening by stream, but if you're calling because you're listening to my voice right now, you'll get 50% off on the entire college and NFL season when you call in today, 866-441-2711, or go to sportsinformationtraders.com.
Yeah, you got season packages, and I know there are a lot of people listening, excited. I know Mississippi is a state that obviously borders us, and a lot of people go to Tunica, Mississippi, and can start taking advantage of legal sports wagering there. And again, you can speak with John, one of his analysts, by calling 866-441-2711. Sign up and get with John for this football season. He can show you exactly how to do what he's been talking about. Be on the professional level and be an expert when it comes to sports and sports wagering with Sports Information Traders, and online at sportsinformationtraders.com. All right, John, we'll talk NFL next week here on the show, but let's focus on some college football. It got underway last night. The Hogs, they play Eastern Illinois, and we assume that's a winner for the Razorbacks. You know, it's an FCS opponent. That's not a game that you'd probably want to give us advice on. What are some games you'd want to take an overview of this weekend, with Arkansas taking on Eastern Illinois and some other games around the SEC this year? And Arkansas with a 5.5 win total this year, according to Vegas.
Right. Well, I think, you know, when you're playing the types of games that Arkansas is playing the next couple of weeks, those to me are almost like exhibition games. I mean, yep, with Kelly and Story, these are two guys that need to develop together at the quarterback position. And I know that right now Kelly is the guy there, but you're going to see Story play a lot too, because these three games will set the table for really who's the most comfortable. We know right now that Kelly's the most comfortable coming out of camp, but after three full games, who will take the helm when they enter conference play? What I think is going to be interesting, and I would caution Razorback fans with this. I love Chad Morris. I think it was a great hire. Bielema was a guy who really believed in out-muscling the opponent. He was a power guy. Chad Morris is about speed. So for Chad Morris to get the exact Arkansas Razorbacks team that he wants, he needs a couple years to recruit the speed and the talent that fits his system. I think they have plenty this year to be successful. I look at this team, I think they'll be 3-0 right out of the gate. You know, they've got a 5.5 win total, so we're trying to get to 6. And I think that when it's all said and done, they're going to be about 5-5, looking at two games in particular. LSU and Ole Miss, both are at home. If they can win one of those games, I see them finishing with a record of 6-4, or they could be 7-3, but I think the wise play here, I will not wager on this, but the wise play here is that Arkansas will win over 5.5 games. So take the over 5.5 games for that play with the Arkansas Razorbacks.
That's 866-441-2711. John Price, another season with us on here on the Morning Rush, and he's the best in the business. Let's dive into a college football game that a lot of people are going to be watching, Michigan and Notre Dame under the lights. College Game Day is going to be there. They've renewed this rivalry, and a lot of people are excited about it. The Fighting Irish are a slight favorite, though, over the Michigan Wolverines. What's the right side here?
Yeah, this is really starting the year with some sizzle. You know, I mean, a lot of times they schedule top five teams playing each other in the first week, and somebody loses and they have a chance to recover. Notre Dame Michigan is pure sizzle. It really is. It's what people want to see, as opposed to the other mundane games. You turn the TV on, you're like, ah, it's Team A versus Team B. This is going to be an incredible game, and I got to tell you that public money is all over Notre Dame because the line opened with Michigan as a 1.5-point favorite. When you dive into this game, this comes down to one thing. Can Notre Dame throw the ball on Michigan's defense? Michigan has one of the top defenses in the country. They did last year. They return 9 starters. They will pressure Notre Dame from the get-go. When you're watching this game, pay attention to how Michigan is lined up. They will stack the middle of the field. Their linebackers will be aggressive, and they will force Notre Dame to throw the ball, which is not their comfort zone. Wimbush runs a very good offense in South Bend. But when Notre Dame gets behind, they're not comfortable. So I'm taking Michigan. I think this is not a game I'm going to wager on, but this is a game I will definitely watch. Might come down to a field goal. So I'm going to take Michigan plus 1.5 over Notre Dame. We'll enjoy that one. But if you want to get on the games that I will be playing, 866-441-2711. Our season starts right now. 100 games, college and NFL. And I know everybody in Arkansas knows their football. We have hundreds of clients who have come on board over the years from Arkansas. And I know that you know more than just Razorbacks football. You know football. The only thing better than watching and enjoying football is watching, enjoying football, and winning with football. Make yourself 5 times your investment. Call in today. Get 50% off on the entire college and NFL season. 866-441-2711. Go to sportsinformationtraders.com. And one nugget I'll give you before we get out of here. You know, we always talk about lines coming out a week before each game. Well, the games that are being played right now, the lines have been out for 2.5 months. So when you give a company like ours 2.5 months to isolate and prepare for a handful of games, these games are going to win. It's not about will they win? Are we going to come out of Labor Day making money? No, they will win, because when we put our resources together and focus on just a few games with 2 months' notice, we are going to win. When you return to work on Tuesday after Labor Day, you are going to be a winner. Your investment is going to be started, and you're going to be on your way to making up 5 times your investment all the way up to the Super Bowl. Go to sportsinformationtraders.com right now and get 50% off on the entire season.
Hey, that's one of the reasons we have you on the show, John. I mean, you know, guys out there listening, there's a reason we bring John Price on each and every football season. We're thrilled to have you back and breaking down games for us. It's going to be a fun year to talk college football and the NFL throughout the year. And I know you're going to help our audience become successful better. So I can call you right now, 866-441-2711, or go to sportsinformationtraders.com. Lock yourself in for the season. All the picks are documented start to finish. Stop doing this on your own. You heard John's offer, 50% off when you call 866-441-2711. That's sportsinformationtraders.com. John, you'll be back with us next week. People can go to your website, see all the credentials, all the reasons why, at sportsinformationtraders.com. But most importantly, they need to call you, 866-441-2711.
Yes, you know, I feel like, you know, when you're taking a trip somewhere on a train, the train, you go to the station, you get on the train, and then you make your journey. The train is at the station right now. So get on the train. It's going to be a fun, long journey all the way to the Super Bowl. College football is so much fun. So is the NFL. We'll incorporate that next week. And I know you'll be watching SEC football, but let me tell you something. Making money watching football, there is nothing, nothing better than making money watching football. And with my company, we're going to hold your hand through the process. So if you're listening to my voice right now and you think, I've never done anything like this before. Give us a call. We're the advisors. We're the ones who direct you. So get started today, 50% off at sportsinformationtraders.com. Have a great extended holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you next Friday.